Bassett, a 30-year veteran in healthcare policymaking, will take over on December 1st. She's currently at Harvard University, managing departments in the School of Public Health and the Center for Health and Human Rights. She served as New York City's health commissioner from 2014 until 2018. There, she oversaw the city's response to the Ebola epidemic and the Zika virus and developed neighborhood health centers. Bassett, an African American, also spoke up in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. She left for Harvard during a controversy over the city's failure to properly inspect lead paint in public housing. The outgoing Zucker was implicated in an alleged cover-up of the true number of nursing home deaths during the height of the pandemic in New York in the spring of 2020. A federal investigation is ongoing. Cuomo resigned in August over a sexual harassment scandal. The leadership change comes as Hochul is coping with fallout from a September 27th vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in New York State. Employees who refuse to get vaccinated are losing their jobs, intensifying an existing staffing shortage. The governor issued an emergency order Monday evening to speed up the replacement of unvaccinated nurses, doctors, and healthcare workers with foreign workers, retirees, and newly graduated healthcare professionals. She also now has the authority to call on the state's National Guard to help out.
It doesn't have to be this way. It does not. And it's not a role I relish. My default position is to ask people, please do this. This is why. It's been proven to be safe. The vaccine's been out there a long time now.
Hochul, who has not answered questions from the media since she issued the emergency order, released a written update Wednesday. It indicates things aren't as bad as initially feared. She says vaccinations among healthcare workers surged in the hours before the deadline, and 87% of hospital staff are now fully vaccinated. 92% have received at least one dose. The governor says no hospitals have had to close because of a staffing shortage. Nevertheless, hundreds of hospital workers around the state who refuse the vaccine have been terminated or placed on administrative leave. Tammy Reynolds is Associate Vice President of Nursing Operations at the Alice Hyde Medical Center in Malone in the North Country. That region has a 5% coronavirus infection rate, the highest in the state. The small hospital has lost dozens of employees, and she says inpatient beds have been filled to capacity for months.
Our staff are exhausted. Each day they deal with COVID, increased volumes at work. They go home to support families that are impacted by quarantine, remote learning, and now they're being put in a place where they have to choose to be vaccinated or lose their jobs.
Hochul's executive order was criticized by the head of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy. He says the mandate is unconstitutional because teachers and other public workers are given the option of submitting to weekly testing instead.
But these folks here get an ultimatum and a pink slip and a kick in the butt and sent out the door. It's wrong. They should have a test out option just like every other employee in this state.
Langworthy also says it's an abuse of the state's National Guard to require them to work in hospitals instead of qualified healthcare workers who don't want to be vaccinated. The mandate is the subject of numerous lawsuits. They're now proceeding in the courts. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.